Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we heard how Jacob traveled to Haran and met Rachel at the well. It seemed like everything was falling into place. But today, we'll see that Jacob's journey wasn't as simple as he expected, because someone had a trick of their own. Today's lesson is from Genesis chapter 29. Are you ready? Let's begin! Jacob had been staying with his uncle Laban in Haran. Jacob worked for Laban in the time he stayed with him. Laban had two daughters. Leah, the older sister, and Rachel, the younger one. Rachel was beautiful, and Jacob loved her very much. After Jacob had stayed with him for a whole month, Laban told Jacob that he shouldn't work for him for free and asked what he would like as payment. Jacob knew exactly what he wanted and said that he would work for Laban for 7 years if Laban would let him marry Rachel. Laban agreed, and so Jacob worked hard, taking care of the flocks and serving Laban's household. 7 years passed, but because Jacob loved Rachel so much, the time felt like only a few days to him. Finally, the day of the wedding arrived. There was a great feast, and the bride was brought to Jacob. But something was different. In those days, brides wore heavy veils over their faces until the ceremony was finished. Jacob could not see who was behind the veil. The next morning, when the sun shone into the tent, Jacob saw the truth. He had not married Rachel. Laban had tricked him and given him Leah instead. Jacob was shocked and upset. He went to Laban and asked why he had tricked him, saying that he had worked for 7 years to marry Rachel. Laban replied that in their country, the older sister had to be married first, but if Jacob worked another 7 years, he could also marry Rachel. Jacob loved Rachel so much that he agreed. He worked another 7 years, and at last, he was able to marry Rachel, just as he had hoped. As Jacob thought about what had happened, something must have felt familiar. Years before, he had tricked his own father, Isaac, by pretending to be Esau to receive the family blessing. Now, Jacob himself had been tricked, just as he had once deceived someone else. Maybe now, Jacob understood how Esau had felt. Even though things didn't go the way Jacob planned, God was still with him. In time, Jacob's family would grow, and God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would continue to unfold. Wow! Jacob thought he would marry Rachel right away, but he had to wait and work hard. Have you ever had to be patient for something you really wanted? And what about the trick? Do you remember when Jacob tricked his father Isaac? Now, Laban had tricked him. How do you think Jacob felt when he realized someone had deceived him? Have you ever learned a lesson by going through something yourself? Even though Jacob made mistakes in the past, God was still working in his life. Thanks for joining me today to hear Jacob's story. Next time, we'll see how Jacob's family grows, but there's also trouble between his wives, Rachel and Leah. What happens when jealousy enters the family? Join us next time to find out. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.